bunny.
When I was in France, in Monaco, there was a driver, He drove me every day when I wanted to go somewhere because I didn't have car or anything there. And then he drove me all the time, And sometimes because he had to wait for me in the between times, so I invited him to come to my house, my place. So I invited him to sit in the lounge in the living room and gave him some drink and say, please wait for me, excuse me, and things like that. And many times like that, and also other drivers as well, And he was very touched. He said, it's the first time ever that a customer, a person of your position, at all, any customer at all, would ever invite me to their own living place and give me a drink. And I said, what? I'm going to take you to dinner next. Yeah, we do. We do that all the time anyhow. So he was very surprised. He said, no one ever does that. Because we don't always go by taxi, there's limousine, it depends on what they have at that time, When it's the season or when it's a big festival or something, it's very difficult to get a car. So you get whatever you get, And so if you get a limousine, people think you have a lot of money. And if you invite them to your house, they think you're very, very kind because you have money and then you're so kind. It's very rare because he said never ever has anybody even wanted to talk to him friendly or say hello or things like that. Never mind, to invite him to a living room and give him some food. I said, this is all vegan. And he liked it very much. For example, like that, I said, but why? Just because you're a driver, you're not a human or what? And even I invite dog to my house or cats or birds, what's the problem? He said, no, but people don't do that. They make a very, very distinctive difference between themselves and the driver, or taxi driver, as well as limousine driver and things like that. Especially limousine driver, because the people who get limousines are mostly very wealthy. Well, you made a mistake. I'm not that wealthy. I get limousines sometimes, depends, if I don't have other things or if it's just good to take more people and it's more spacious and more things. Things like that. Sometimes you get a limousine, you bring all your things in, it's cheaper than if you get two taxis. So this is my economical wisdom. Things like that, for example. And also sometimes if the car is too small, and too tight, you feel pressure. Depends on if you don't feel good that day, you don't feel well, and you feel very, very pressure and so many big cars around you, on the highway or in the city, and then you feel very, very sick. So it depends on the situation, and not because I want to show off or have money like that. Sometimes if you want to see the president or king or something, you better go with a limousine, Otherwise the guard of the door won't let you come in. If you step out of limousine, it's different. I saw that. And you say there's no difference. That's the difference. Okay, so anyhow, that's just by the way. So then he was very touched. He said, normally people who have money, never want to talk to the people who don't have money, especially those drivers. Of course they don't have money. But I say, no, we don't think anything like that. Because just because you have a different job, I have different job, that's all. It doesn't matter. Each one does his job accordingly, and if we do it perfectly, that's all there is, right? So I don't see anything wrong with inviting you to my house. We do that all the time, with every other driver too. He said he knows, because in the same company, sometimes we call different drivers, so they all know. They all talk to each other. So every time the new one comes, they expect that they will come to my house and drink some non-alcoholic beer or non-alcoholic champagne or it's something, things like that. You know what I mean? So it's already a custom over there. What I mean is that truly the people in this world very rarely would give anything, you know, even in ordinary circumstances. So that is a way of working of the negative power, huh? To make the people become greedy and grasping. Whatever they have is mine. They never let go. Even when they have more than enough, more than they can ever count, you know, more than they can ever recognize how much they have, they still want more. Nobody else can have it. Therefore, if the so-called good people, positive people, like the practitioners of moral standards, the practitioners of the way of the Tao, the truth, if we don't have money, who will help those needing people? Okay, that's it. That's the difference. That's why we need to earn money and make good business. Not because we need it, but because in this world we can make use of this useful equipment like money or power or political standpoint. Then we can help the people. Hmm? For example, if I am the president of the United States, IFA, then I would have taken in all the refugees a long time ago. The Vietnamese, the Cubans, the Haitians, other the Chechens, and the Bosnia, whatever. And then I would tell my people how to take care of them. I would tell you. At least. Or the Polish, I would tell you how to take care of them. You would. Each one of us just take one or two persons, that'd be fine. We take care of them in no time. Just because we're not allowed to do that even. We don't mind. Any of us, any country, all of us, the practitioners, my fellow practitioners, I believe that all of you, if I say one word, please take care of this person or this family, every one of you in Korea, in China, in Vietnam, in Taiwan, in America, in France, in England, anywhere, you would immediately do that. Is that not so?
Yeah.
And then we have no problem, really. And instead of feeding them in the camp, we will give them the money to start their business or training, and then they will be on their feet in no time. And later they will help other refugees. And then the world will have no more problems, right? Yes, really no problem. That's one issue, the refugees. Another issue is abortion. We don't have to kill babies. Yeah? I have written to the United Nations and other countries saying, we don't have to do that. We can have a special social care program and let these children be born and then give them to those who have no child. At the moment, there's so many difficulties to have an adoption. So much red tape and bureaucracy. So many childless couples long to have children, not one, but two, three, four to adopt. And in any race, they like it. So why killing this rare species? I think as long as we're going like this, we are killing ourselves. And later, it's we, the human species, that will become the rare species that must be protected. Yeah, now birds, many like lion, tiger, have already become rare species. Later, humans will become even rarer. Because now nobody can have two children, for example, in many countries, it's forbidden to have more than one child or more than two children, etc., etc. And then other children have to be wasted, kill them. This doesn't have to be, right? We can just exchange, yeah? Oh, if you don't have children and I have too many, you take some. Very easy. Yeah, why not? Very easy, huh? That's two issues. Now, at the moment, the world, two worst issues, refugees and abortion. I think they're very easy. Suppose I am the president of some powerful country. So I just want to tell you one example like that, so that you know the social power and the financial power are not to be renounced as long as you live in this world. Not because we want them. Just because we don't want them, we have to have them. If we give these powers to the people who want them, they always abuse them. Because just because they want them so much, they will always abuse them whenever they get them. Just because we don't want them, so we can use them in a very fair, peaceful, and useful manner for the whole world. So, the problem is, many of the so-called practitioners, they like to renounce. It's an easy way out, right? Huh? Like for me, it's also easy, not to have to teach people, or not to have to receive you here, and having this problem, and scolding you, losing my face, and I'm so beautiful like this, and when I scold, I don't look good, you know, I know that, I do know. What shall I do, huh? I don't always take easy way out, you see what I mean? For example, I'm your teacher. I don't have to work, no? I don't really, because I don't eat that much, huh? So wherever I want to go, I could say, oh, look, if you want to invite me, give me a ticket, give me a hotel, give me this and that, you do it immediately, right? Yeah. But I don't take that easy and cheap way out. I do it myself. I earn my own money and I do it myself. Whatever really, really, truly I need, then I ask you. But just small things. Yeah, for example, like a disaster somewhere, please go and check for me because I'm in France now, I cannot go there, for example. Go and have a look if there's anything we can do, all right? And if you can help them, help them. If you don't have enough finance or manpower, we help you. It's always like that. It's actually to ask you to help yourself, right? To help your people, also to demonstrate your loving power and the wisdom that you have acquired through our daily meditation. That's all I ever ask of you. I never ask you to do anything for myself, even though I could do that anytime. Is that not so?
Yes.
So whatever I do, it's just like teaching for you. I don't always tell you, you do this, do that, do that. You just look at my actions, and there's enough lessons already. There's no need to teach you anything, really. It's just because you come here now and again, so you expect me to tell you things and talk to you about stories and explain to you this and that. But actually, you don't need to ask me to say anything. I don't even need to tell you anything. Everything I do is just what I teach you. Everything I teach you, I do. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Hey. Very easy to say, oh, I'm a master, why do I have to work? I don't touch money, you know. I'm a master, huh? I don't touch money, huh? And all this, I'm pure, above all things. I will touch money, contaminate me, pollute me. I can do that. All excuses are welcome. Any excuse is welcome. Most of the so-called gurus mesmerize the whole congregation of his or her so-called disciples and tell them whatever they want. And they do anything. But I don't do that. Whatever I teach you is really good and pure and good for you, good for society. And whatever I do is what I teach. What I teach, I do. What I just want to tell you is that even I myself can have it easy. I don't. Just because I believe that I must have the power and the finance to help the world, not to take the power and finance of the world for myself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I have to give them the power and the finance they need. Not that I take the power and finance from them for my own personal benefit and glory. So, in that case, I work for my ideals and beliefs. So, that's why I also ask you to do the same. If you can and if you want to, only if you want to, because I believe this is logical. But of course you don't have to do anything. If you believe in the same idea and you think it's logical, then you do it. I just want to explain to you why. Why we cannot shun money. Why we cannot despise political position. Because they are good tools. They are good instruments to work for God. To work for the betterment of the world at large. Understand now?
Yes.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, Vegan is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.